Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Sean Arimus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Next Day.
And we're back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats, joined by Sean Arimus, the coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, as you move on, you didn't have a game on Friday because it was, again, weather came in and postponed that one. But just kind of looking back and seeing what your team is headed into now with the Orange and Black Classic at Colby coming up tomorrow. You open out with Valley Center there at 4:45 at Colby High School. But knowing what you do so far about Valley Center, I'm sure you've had a little bit of time to prep for them. It's a team, obviously, you don't know about from the past. But what are your thoughts on the Hornets coming in?
They play very hard, and they got a post player that we're definitely going to have to try to shut down. But yeah, they're just another team that's going to come in and give us a run for our money. But our kids are ready. You know, we haven't had a game in a while, and we kind of get that hunger to play again. And we've hopefully fixed a few of our issues, and we'll be ready to play for sure.
For this tournament as a whole, I know you're focused on Valley Center at the beginning of it, but what you're going to do is you're going to play three games in 3 days, no matter who you're playing, when you're playing, where you fall on the bracket. So what's, I guess, how do you coach the girls to get ready for, that three games in 3 days, that mentality of being able to just turn around and go right back at it?
Well, just take one game at a time, essentially. We're just going to take one game at a time, and we want to get definitely on the winner's bracket. And there are some really tough teams here. I think we're looking at two, if not three, teams that are ranked pretty highly in the state. So the competition is going to be insane, and so we're just going to have to take it one game at a time and just focus on what we can handle and what we can do, and more than anything, just go out and have fun. And that's what high school sports are about, just having fun and living every moment like it's your last chance that you're going to get the opportunity. And for many of these kids, it is their first and last chance to play in Colby. So we're just going to go out there, have fun, and hopefully come away with some wins.
From a coaching perspective, what's the toughest part of, prep and getting ready for a game like that when you're playing back-to-back-to-back?
Well, nowadays, you got so much pressure to get the films and watch the films and stuff like that. So just getting the turnaround of who you're going to play and how you're going to play. And there's just not a lot of time to scout the teams when you're working that quickly game to game. But most importantly, you just got to take care of what you do and just handle what we do and limit our turnovers and be a little bit more patient with the ball is what we need to do. And I think we'll be okay. I from what I've seen from the teams that are out there, there's some very talented teams, but we are as well. And so I'm just pretty confident that we can go out there and make a decent run.
Sean Arimus, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for joining us, Coach, and best of luck at the Orange and Black Classic here this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skinned knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on KD Country 94. We're with Ryan Eiler, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan basketball team, on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, don't have any games to talk about since we last talked, but you're getting ready for the Orange and Black Classic out at Colby. You'll start tomorrow against Goodland. Just take me through your expectations. What are your thoughts about this Goodland team from what you know about them so far?
They've struggled some early in the year as far as getting wins, but they've been competitive in their games and have a couple kids that can really score the ball. They've got a guard that left-handed guard that shoots it really well and able to get to the bucket and They've struggled putting a consistent game together, but they've challenged a lot of good teams and have been close in some of those games. And for us, our first two games since Christmas break, we haven't scored the ball all that well, and we've got to come out and be more efficient offensively and defensively. We've done a good job so far, but we are playing a couple kids that if they get hot, can be a handful. So we've got to come out and disrupt their rhythm and make sure that we're rebounding the ball and then offensively that we're getting good looks.
Again, you have Goodland first, and then you'll move on. It just kind of depends on how everything goes. But the other schools that are in this are Hayes, Scott City, Hutchinson, Colby, and a couple teams out of Colorado, one from Colorado Springs, one from Denver. Just overall, as the competition goes, what are you expecting there, and how much do you like being in a tournament where you're seeing a lot of teams you really don't know much about?
I think it's good. We get so comfortable being in our league and playing guys that we've played against since we were in elementary school. And I think it's great to get away and see different competition, see how different areas of the state play. And, as a coach, even already watching film on some of the other teams, you might pick up a thing or two that another school does that you like. And, for our kids, it's going to be three games in 3 days, and you're going to be spending a couple nights in a hotel. And, hopefully it'll be a good bonding experience as well as going out and playing some quality basketball. But, it is a tournament, and our main focus is going out there to get better and see what we can do against some good competition.
Right now, the head coach of the Bullet Trojan Boys basketball team here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck out at Colby.
All right, thank you.
You can hear those games, the Thursday games for the girls and boys on Z96.3 The Lake online video stream at ncksports.com on Thursday. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back here on Katy Country 94 and our locker room chats. We're joined now by Trina Luters, head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Your Lady Dogs, a couple wins here to start the Northern Plains League tournament, Coach, as you win over Chase 56-24 Monday, and then Sylvan Lucas, a nice win there, 55-30. Take me back to the Chase game first. You really jumped on them early. Trinity had 30 points in that game, a career high there, and really just kind of a workmanlike effort is what I would call it. But what were your thoughts overall on Monday night?
I think everybody played well together. We got out. We ran the floor. We were looking down the court. A lot of that was fast breaks. Someone got the rebound, hit the outlet, and threw it down the court. A lot of team play effort coming into that game.
I know that you're taking on Sylvan Lucas then in the next game. They're the 3 seed, you're the 6, but I think a lot of people looked at maybe schedules and seen that this was going to be a tough game. And I know talking with Coach Batchman, he knew that going in for Sylvan Lucas. But you picked up a really nice 55-30 win there, and really I felt controlled the game for the most part all the way. What were your thoughts on that game and finding a game like that against a pretty good competitor?
Again, it was a good team effort. We came out, we talked about what we needed to take care of, what we knew we could do to set the pace of the game, and we came out, and everybody took care of the little things that they needed to take care of and able for all the pieces to fit together the way we wanted them to fit together.
So you move back to the high school now in the semifinals, taking on St. John's Tipton coming up tomorrow. This team you already played once, fell to them at their place 53-38. They really got a lot of pressure on you the first time. What are some of the things you hope to maybe do a little bit better the second time around to avoid that and have a better chance to win?
Coming out, we plan to come out and be mentally tough coming out. And, again, taking care of all the little things that we've been talking about in practice, what we need to take care of at the times we need to take care of them, and hopefully get things going in the direction we would like early on in the game instead of trying to dig out of it.
Trina Luter is the head coach of the Osmond Lady Bulldogs here in the locker room chat. Coach, we're going to see you at the semifinals coming up tomorrow. Best of luck as you finish out the NPL tournament.
All right, thank you very much.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Jamie Walters joining us, the head coach of the Osmond Bulldog boys basketball team. Coach, you had Thunder Ridge to open out. You had a first round or play in bye in the NPL tournament, so didn't have to play on Monday, but on Tuesday, you went over Thunder Ridge 80-64. It's the third time you played the Longhorns. This was the closest spread by the end of it anyway. Just what were some of the things that you saw there on Tuesday? I'm sure you're happy with the win, but 64 is a pretty high amount of points. I know just talking with you in the past about how your defense plays, but overall, what were your thoughts on Tuesday's win?
Yeah, kind of like you said, you know, and we with our first group, we had a pretty good lead. I think it was about, it was 28, I think, in the third and in the beginning of the fourth quarter. And, you know, put the second team in, and they didn't play as well as what I wanted them to. Still, it was like you said, our first group, we probably gave up too many points. I think they hit 27 at half, and, you know, that's on pace for mid-50s, and that's too many as well. You know, I thought at times we looked really good, and then just at times, you know, we fall asleep defensively, and we just things we can't do. We just get into some bad habits, and against good ones, they make you pay for that. And, you know, and we'll find that out Thursday again. You know, we gave up, was it 60 to St. John's that first time? And, of course, it was an overtime game, but still too many points. We give up too many. And, you know, so, yeah, that's just been the focus, and we just got to keep hammering on them. And, you know, I think towards the end of the year, we took a couple charges there yesterday, so that was good. So we're gaining a little, but it's just a slow process when you're looking at little things. You just got to, you know, stay hooked up mentally and grind on it.
Again, as you mentioned, St. John's Tipton coming up next for you in the semifinals tomorrow. And just looking at the Blue Jays, I know there may be a case to be made that they might be the second-best team in the league right now, but just the way their record fell, you have them in the semifinals instead of the championship game if you would be able to make it that far. But just looking at St. John's Tipton, what are some of the things you'll focus on this second time around against the Blue Jays?
Yeah, just, you know, defensively. And I wouldn't say our offense is very good either. So just it's good to play them just because they're going to play great defense. And, you know, if we can score on them, we can score on anybody. But the last game, you know, we shot pretty well from threes. We had trouble finishing around the rim with Brady. Seemed like he challenged everything. And, you know, we just weren't used to finishing over length like that. And, of course, he's a great athlete. And so those are some of the things we'll focus on. Then defensively, you know, we got to do a better job on getting the hand up on the Dameron kid and, you know, containing Brady a little bit better. He got to the rim on us a lot. And so just those are a few things that we'll have to do a better job of.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osmond Bulldogs here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week, and best of luck against the Blue Jays Thursday and whatever you happen to play in on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
Welcome back here on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, you opened out the Mid-Continent League tournament Monday night with a 59-48 win over Ellis. A pretty good win for you. Bree Freeling had 26 to lead the way. Talon Rentschler 15 and Kendra Maidu added 11 in that victory. So three in double figures against a pretty good Ellis team as they've started on the improvement path this year. What were your thoughts overall and how pleased were you the way the girls played on Monday?
Well, I agree with you. I think Ellis is much more improved now than they have been. And we knew that going in on our scouting report. But it was a fight early on, and I think we were 23-22. We were down at the quarter, and then 23-22 in the middle of the second quarter. And then we kind of had some turnovers off our press, which really helped us and to go up 5.5. But it was definitely a team effort. I thought we gave a lot of full court effort in our pressing, and I think that paid off. And Kendra Maidu did a heck of a job on their best shooter, who only had 6. But her sister, the freshman, had 21, so we didn't do a good job there. But it was, a really good effort, a lot of hard work that kind of paid off. And we lost a 15-point lead. They got within, I think, 4, and then we pulled it back to 10 or 11, and it, you know, kind of ended that way. So we need to work on being more consistent, but the effort certainly is there.
And you move on now, and the semifinals coming up on Friday afternoon. You'll take on Trigo in Plainville. Trigo coming off of a nice 63-48 win over TMP Marion in the first round. Really being led this season probably by Lily Schubert. She had 27 points in that game. But when you look at this Trigo matchup, they are the number one seed coming in. They're undefeated. What are your thoughts on this team?
Well, it's going to be tough. You know, they've been ranked all year, and I think they're fourth right now in the state. And it'll be tough, you know, but, you know, we're up to the challenge. Hopefully it'll be a good game and be competitive and do some good things and learn some things. You know, we'll play them again later in the year at their place. So it's going to be kind of a lead into that, and hopefully we can compete at that level.
What do you feel about the confidence of your girls right now, making it to the semifinals here, and then you'll have another game on Saturday to finish things out and see where the chips fall. But how do you feel about the way their confidence is right now?
Well, I think it's pretty good, you know, but we feel like our league is tough, period, you know, with the play-in games involving TMP and Ellis and Norton. All three of those teams are quality teams, you know, and they're playing their play-in games except for the Ellis one, and it's just a tough league, I think. And if you take anybody lightly, and I think on the boys' side they found that out last night in the first round, three of the four teams that were higher seed lost, you know. So it's just basically an even league that we have right now, and it seems like top to bottom a lot tougher teams than in the past.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the league tournament this weekend.
You bet. Thank you.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, is your used sprayer headquarters. Don't wait. Take advantage of our great financing offer with no interest for 12 months, followed by a fixed 3.35% interest rate for 60 months with approved credit. Stop by your local Landmark location today to see our John Deere and Hagee sprayer inventory, or visit landmarkimp.com to browse all of our used sprayers and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Rob Buckmaster with us, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond basketball team. Coach, actually, a couple games since we talked last. You played in that feather bracket game against Trigo on Saturday there in Stockton, the Mid-Continent League tournament. You fall 52-36, but a nice bounce back in your first consolation game over Oakley and Norton, 48-32. Taking me back to that Trigo game, your first game against them this season, what do they bring to the table?
They just whooped us. And they played really well, and we didn't have much energy Saturday. I don't know what the reason was, but, you know, they did a really good job. Just out-hustled us, just outworked us, and, you know, we just weren't able to overcome their intensity and their energy level.
Again, you came back then with Oakley there on Tuesday, 48-32 win. Your second win over Oakley here this semester, second time around. What were some of the things that you liked about the way the kids played on Tuesday?
Well, I was proud of them. I mean, you know, we played them last week. And, you know, Oakley's been up and down. You know, they've won some games that maybe they shouldn't have and lost some games maybe they shouldn't have, you know, kind of deal. You know, we beat them pretty soundly at our place. And that's always tough to play a team, especially right away by, you know, winning with a big spread. And so I was a little worried because we had some sickness too yesterday. I was a little worried that, you know, we wouldn't come out with the same intensity. And it's always tough because you play a team like that, next thing you know, it's the fourth quarter and there's 2 minutes left and you're down five, you know, a team you beat a week before by 25 points, you know, you're not going to win those games. So, you know, our big focus was energy level, especially also after Saturday. You know, we just didn't have the intensity and energy level I thought we should have. So we did bounce back. That's the one good thing about basketball is you have to have a short memory. You know, you don't have a week to prepare, which sometimes is bad, but also, you know, if you don't play very well, you always got the next game. So that's good about basketball. So I was happy with the way we played last night. It was a good bounce back game. You just never know what to expect, but I was happy with that, and it's always good to come out with a win.
You have one more consolation game coming up tomorrow. You'll go to Stockton, take on the Tigers here on this one. They're 4-6. When you look at Stockton, what do you expect to see from them?
Stockton, their record is very deceiving. You know, they have beat Norton. They lost to Phillipsburg on Saturday, and really they should have probably beat Phillipsburg. They led pretty much the whole way. But then, you know, they're like a lot of teams around. You know, they've won some games, and then they've also lost some games, and you kind of scratch your head, you know. So, and it's nothing really against each team. A lot of it is just matchups. You know, each team you match up well with, and sometimes you just don't match up very well with at all. So, you know, people look at the box score, the score, and they're kind of like, what's going on? But you just never know with the matchups, and that can just play a big difference. So their 4-6 record, they've done some really good things. So their record is not indicative of how well they can play.
Rob Buckmaster, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and good luck as you finish out the Mid-Continent League tournament here.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy 3 equipment service inspections and get the 4th free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
And Dustin Donis back with you on Katy Country 94 High School Basketball Locker Room Chats. Darren Grauerholtz with us, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, you pick up the win over Rock Hill 66-14, your first game of the MPL tournament, the quarterfinals on Tuesday. A little bit of a slow start. You're up 8-2 after one quarter. Brennan Kirkhoff picked up 3 fouls for you, and for a little bit there, the offense struggled, but well, you opened it up in the second quarter, led 33-8 at halftime on your way to the win. Take me through the game. What were some of the things that you saw that you liked and maybe that could have been better for your team in that first game?
Well, I would like to be able to get rid of those struggles without, you know, with the girls on the floor, you know, I just like to see them take care of their own messes, and it just wasn't getting there. So, I mean, I guess that's why they give us timeouts, and that's what it's about. So, Once we were able to get in the flow of things, you know, then we started ticking, you know. And that's the great thing about this team. There's so many weapons that we can utilize, and we did that, you know. And Ivor Rust had a big game for us. She's getting up and down the court, and that's really good to see. So I think if everybody else continues to fill those voids that we might have, I think that would be a great thing. But like you said, you know, we had Brennan in foul trouble there. I had to pull her a little bit, and Jaden Bowden had a quick two fouls. And that's just part of not playing enough basketball yet. And it's only been one game a week here, start the new year, and it's kind of a football schedule, and you just can't get that continuity yet. And I think that's one thing that we need to work on.
I know you're not in this for personal glory, but that was your 200th victory. Go over what this process has meant here. That's about 17 wins a season, and I know you're not going to take credit for all that, but what does that mean for you and the program?
Well, it means a lot, and it shows, you know, all the ladies that I've been a part of over the years. It just shows their work and determination, too, to get us there. And it's a team goal. It's not just something that I accomplished, obviously, but there are so many people that have helped me along the way, and I think I always talk about Coach Shermer. He was one of the biggest influences for me and what he was able to teach me along the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then the great coaches that I've coached against, you know, and the one that always comes to mind for me was always Coach Krizine. I love that man dearly and taught me a lot along the way. And when I first coached against him, I hated his guts because I just wasn't in the learning mode. But once I started to figure out I needed to take some lessons from certain people, it made my coaching a lot better. So, but there are so many people to thank along the way. And number one and foremost is just the great athletes that I've been blessed with. I mean, if you just don't have those tools, it's hard to make that masterpiece work.
Mm-hmm. So you move on now with finish out the NPL tournament, Pike Valley coming up in the semifinals, and then another game, either the championship or third place after that. What do you want to see from the girls as you finish out this tournament?
I want to see a full game. And honestly, I think if you would even ask them, I don't think we've seen that. And I think that's going to, you know, it could be a problem here down the stretch. So we've got to be able to come out and play 32 minutes. And like I said, I just haven't quite seen that yet. And it's coming. I can see it's getting better and better as we go. But it needs to be about right now so we can start building and working on some other things along the way.
Derek Grounholz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Hey, thanks, Dusty.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back in our high school basketball locker room chats. We conclude tonight's chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. We were unable to reach the head coach of the Longhorns, Jerry Webb, to talk about his first two games of the Northern Plains League tournament. Thunder Ridge going 1-1 in those games. They won in the play-in game over Southern Cloud on Monday night, 53-34, behind a 18-point performance from Reese Struckoff. Dylan Bice had 15. And Cameron Grounholz tied a career high with 10 points for Thunder Ridge in that game. They then went on to play Osborne for the third time this season. Osborne beat them the first time they played, 78-58 in Osborne. And then the second time it was a 77-39 win for the Bulldogs on January 7th. This time around, Osborne jumped out to a big lead, but Thunder Ridge closed with a big fourth quarter. Osborne still wins it by 16, 80-64, as the Longhorns move on now to the consolation part of the bracket. They will play against Pike Valley coming up here on Thursday at 5 o'clock approximately. They're at Lincoln Elementary School, Thunder Ridge and Pike Valley in the consolation semifinals. Winner of the game will move on to the fifth place game, and the loser will play for seventh place and eighth place in the Northern Plains League. We remind everybody to stay tuned for more of our high school basketball locker room chats. Note that Thursday's locker room chats will be online only, as we have high school basketball coverage coming your way. We'll post those in the morning so fans can listen at their leisure for our Thursday high school basketball locker room chats. Thanks for tuning into our Wednesday chats, and have a great evening. Our Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda. make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.